This is Paris.
So the big day has finally arrived. Everybody gets to see me walk down the aisle because my wedding is starting to stream now on a 2-hour special only on Peacock. The wedding is so beautiful, so romantic, so emotional. Carter and I were watching it last night and we were just both laying in bed and crying and just like, I love everything about it. Even though it was stressful to have so many cameras at the wedding, I'm so happy that we did because we captured everything. Just so amazing to see all of my different looks and the beautiful venues and having the wedding at my grandfather's old estate and just all the memories there my entire life. Everything about it was just perfect. Kim Petras singing Stars Are Blind. And that was just so beautiful and romantic. And Demi Lovato singing I Will Always Love You was iconic. And we had Macy Gray performing. She was incredible. And today one of my friends was asking me if there was anything juicy that happened at the wedding. So I was thinking about it, and there was. I'm not going to reveal it all. You'll have to tune in to Paris in Love on Peacock, and you can see for yourself. But some of the things were, it was really sweet. Carter's so cute. He wanted to do something special for me. So he had hired this whole dance team and rehearsed and did all these dance rehearsals and learned these amazing dances to all of my favorite songs. It was so sweet. I was so surprised because all of a sudden these people started coming out and dancing, and then Carter went in the middle and was like killing it. It was like he had the top hat, like this cane thing. They were all dancing like together in the same way. It was pretty iconic. Paula Abdul after was like, oh my God, your husband can dance. And she knows how to dance. So that's a huge compliment coming from her. Also at the wedding, I wanted to make sure that nobody had any phones because I just wanted everyone to enjoy the time. I wanted everyone to be present. And when I was walking down the aisle, I just didn't want to see a bunch of camera phones in my face. I knew it would just become a nightmare where I was just stuck doing selfies all night long. So I'm so happy that I made that rule. I think it made everyone just have the best time. No one was looking at their phones, everyone. Some people were a little upset because they wanted to keep their phones, but I'm happy people were respectful and didn't, besides a couple people. So it was literally like TSA at an airport. We had to get metal detectors, security searching people's purses, having people empty their pockets. Like, we just know, since I have 5 phones, I have some other friends who have maybe 2 phones or 3 phones, so I knew that most people would be smart and bring both and then hand one in and then keep the other in their back pocket. So I let the security know about that little trick. But some people were very nervy and even tried putting the phone in their underwear. One person was joking about putting it up something, I'm not going to say what it was, but a crevice of some sort, body cavity. I don't know what happened with that, but people were going at all lengths. Also, Courtney, Carter's brother, told us that he's friends with this plastic surgeon, and he had people coming in saying, I'm going to the Paris Hilton wedding, like, I need to get some work done. So I was trying to figure out at the wedding if anyone looked different. I'm still guessing who that was. Sorry if you're listening. Don't mean to embarrass you. And I heard about a couple people that were going into the porta potties and getting a little frisky, like very, very frisky and causing huge lines because people were waiting, trying to use the restroom. And these people were in there and not getting out. I'm not exactly sure what was happening in there, but I heard it was a little bit naughty. Again, I heard who the people were, but I am not going to say any names. But when you watch the show, you can look and guess because there's definitely some clues. And it was so much fun just to have just incredible night, and I'm so happy that we captured it in such a beautiful way, and I'm just so proud of the show, and I'm, you know, it was a hard decision to make, especially convincing Carter, because he is not used to having cameras around, and this is just not his lifestyle at all. He's, you know, a serious venture capitalist and just focuses on his business and work, so, and he's from a small town, so it was a lot, but it was all worth it because the show is just so fantastic, every episode, and it was just such a healing experience for me just to speak with my mom about things we never talked about. It was almost like she was forced to do it because after my documentary, This Is Paris, she still had not watched it because she'd watched the trailers of it and seen all the press on it, you know, during the press tour for that doc, and she was terrified. She's like, I just do not want to watch this. It just seems too painful. So after that movie, we just never really got into it. And during this, I just felt like getting married, I'm moving on to the next phase of my life. And it was just really important to me that she watched the film so she can understand what I went through and just how serious it was. And understand me more. And we went to her house and we watched it, and it was very emotional, just seeing it with her for the first time. And but I'm happy we did, just to kind of put that behind us and move forward and now starting this next chapter. So yeah, just during this whole time we've become so close, and she finally understands me, and she finally said that she was sorry. And, you know, that's all I wanted to hear. I never blamed her and my dad because I knew they had no idea, because these places are so deceptive with their marketing and lying and manipulating the parents and the families and everyone. And that's why they've gotten away with it for over 50 years, and it's a multi-billion dollar industry. But anyway, I will get more on that later because I am going back to Washington, D.C., and we are going to be pushing for legislation and working with Representative Ro Khanna and Senator Merkley. And I'm so grateful to them and for everyone out there. But again, I will do another episode about that soon. And you can listen to Trapped in Treatment, which is my new podcast. And the first episode is an interview with me, just discussing everything that happened at Provo. And it's very in-depth. And there's so many survivors and stories, and definitely check that out. But most importantly, go watch Paris in Love now. I'm so excited for you all to see the wedding gowns, all 7 looks, all the best designers, all of my friends, the performances, the gossip, just the craziness, the tears, the laughter, it has it all. All right, well, I'm going to go meet my mom now for lunch, but I hope you guys enjoy, and please go on my Twitter and use the hashtag ParisInLove and tell me what you think of the episode. And I'd love to hear your guesses on who the people were that I was just talking about and the little gossip that I heard. Yeah, I'm sure some of you will be right. But enjoy. I love you guys so much. I'm so happy to be a wife. And yeah. Paris in Love, only on Peacock. Love you.
Thanks for listening to This Is Paris.
We love hearing from you. So leave us a review. Send an email to paris@iheartradio.com. Leave a voicemail at 833-87-PARIS. And follow us at This Is Paris Podcast. Bye, babes.
Follow Paris @Paris Hilton. And follow Hunter March, host of E's Nightly Pop, @Hunter March.